The Second West African Association of Public Accounts Committees, WAPAC, annual general meeting has ended in Lomotsogo. According to our parliamentary correspondent, Issa Shaibu, the delegates resolved that public accounts committees engage with the law enforcement and anti-corruption agencies, audit institutions, civil society organizations, and the media to deal with challenges of fraud and corruption in the public sector.
The three-day conference of the West Africa Association of Public Accounts Committees, WAPAC, was attended by delegates from the Gambia, Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, and Ghana. Four new Francophone countries were admitted to join the association. They were the Republic of Togo, Burkina Faso, Senegal, and Mali. They discussed issues concerning parliamentary reforms and public financial management, the relationship between public accounts committees and supreme audit institutions, and the role of civil societies in enhancing accountability. The chairman of the West Africa Association of Public Accounts Committees, Albert Kandapa, urged supreme audit institutions and public accounts committees to focus on monitoring public procurements and public contracts. This, he said, will help ensure effective budget implementation and avoid corruption in society. The delegates earlier adopted the report of the first regional public accounts committee seminar held in Accra last year. The key issues considered in that report include ways of ensuring that the executive complied with the recommendation where private audit firms are engaged to audit parastatals. Again was the need for the Auditor General to audit all monies coming into the purse of member countries, including donor funds. The next meeting will be held in Monrovia, Liberia.
Our parliamentary correspondent Issa Shaibu filed that report from Lomotsogo by courtesy of Revenue Watch Institute.